Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a real-life medium? Then this is the podcast for you. In this show, you'll learn how to open your heart to spirit, hear adventures I've experienced as an award-winning psychic medium and teacher. Plus, I'm going to give you some psychic information and insight into what the future holds for our increasingly crazy world. Tune in every Friday and get ready to connect to the other side. I'm Jen, and I'll be your guide starting right now.
Okay, welcome back to the Spirit Mentor Podcast. I am your host, Jen Abra, and I am thrilled to have a special guest on here today. And this is going to, I'm going to put this out like Friday because I'm super excited about it. Normally when I'm on like a podcast, I'm like, okay, well, I'll let you know in like a month when it's out. I'm like, no, I want it out now. So I got to get Tiffany out here. Now, do you like Tiff or Tiffany?
Either way, you can call me Tiff. It's fine. It's fine.
Because that's your Instagram is Spirit Tiff. So I have
Spirit Tiff.
Yeah, I have Tiffany on here from Boston. And I'm going to, just before I start talking to Tiffany officially, I'm going to explain how this came to be. So I found Tiffany. You're on TikTok too, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. So I think I found you on TikTok first. And I was watching, like, there's a lot of mediums out there, as you know, right? Yeah. I'm a medium, but I mostly showcase my psychic stuff. And I watch all these mediums on TikTok, and I kept coming, your videos kept popping up. I'm like, who is this chick? And I'm watching it, and I'm bawling my eyes out. And I'm a teacher. So I'm a mentor who teaches mediumship. So I kind of know what I'm doing, and I kind of know what to look for when mediums are doing they're doing demonstrations. And this girl, she blew me away. Like, I hold that praise lightly, but she literally blew me away and was like getting names of people and like numbers and dates and the birthdays. And every video I see of you doing these restaurant demonstrations or wherever you are is like, they're like spot on. And I'm just like, this, I better talk to this girl before she gets famous. Like, we gotta get on here before she, like, she gets a TV show or something. So I'm thrilled to have you. Thank you so much for being a guest.
Thank you. I'm so excited. I had mentioned before, I'm like, I'm so happy to be doing podcasts. I want to do more podcasts. So I'm so happy that you reached out and you asked me. So yeah,
and it was pretty lined up because you're like, yes. And I was like, oh, she said yes. Okay, great. When you ask, you're like, well, I don't know. And they ask a lot of questions. I'm more of the girl who's like spirit led. It's like a yes or a no. You don't ask questions. You just do it.
That's right? How I am too. I'm so like action forward. Speaking of which, I'm going to let my dog in the other room so she doesn't bark.
Hold on. You go for it. Yeah.
And it's okay. I know this is live.
So it's okay. It's life. This is what we do here.
Life, right?
Yeah. So while we're waiting for Tiffany to come back on, she is a professional medium and I have a lot of questions to ask her. And I really want you guys to get to know her as well. And she's a dog mom.
Dog mom of three.
Yeah. Three. And I thought I have two dogs and I thought I was a busy dog mom. But yeah, you are a busy dog mom and you're traveling a lot. You're commuting. Yeah, you're a really busy lady. So I'm glad I got you on here now.
And I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah. So what I wanted to, the first, like I said, I don't really have questions prepared, but I do want to share. Sort of have a conversation with spirit and you, as you know, how that works, right? But the first thing I want to ask you is like, can you, or maybe not a question, but can you please tell people, like, I want to know more about you. Like, I know you're a medium. I want to know whatever you want to share with everyone because they can get to know you as well too. Like, what do you want to share? What is about, tell me about Tiffany.
I'm an open book. So if you have any dire questions that you want to ask, feel free to ask. Yeah. But I mean, I'm just a regular person. I'm a spirit medium. I've been a full-time spirit medium for the last 13 years.
Okay.
It'll be 13 years. First. Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Reiki Master Teacher, which is like the gateway of
Same.
The whole field, right?
Yeah.
I say that. So I'm like, that was in 2008. I became a Reiki Master Teacher, but, I grew up in Boston, in the suburbs of Boston, and I live here in my beautiful house with a fenced in yard for my three dogs. I have a great family and I have great friends. And, because we're talking about mediumship, I've always had the calling to do, like, just go into the holistic field. I wasn't sure what capacity I was going to be in. Hence why I did Reiki, because that's, like I said, the gateway. So I'm like, I'll do Reiki. And then fast forward 2 years later, I kind of went through a pretty traumatic experience in my life. One of many, but this one was I had gone through a divorce. I had lost my job for 9 years, and the house I was living in, it was actually my, well, it was my house along with my ex-husband's house, but it was a house he grew up in. So I let him have the house. So I woke up and I'm like, one day I'm like waking up and realizing, oh, everything that I know is now no longer. What am I going to do? And I'm very pro therapy. So I got a therapist because I'm like, my life's falling apart, as I think a lot of people would probably relate. Like, what is going on? So she said, well, Tiff, we're going to compartmentalize a little bit. And what's one thing that makes you happy? And I said, my mediumship, given readings. And I wasn't at this level. It was like I took a couple classes and I was meeting with this mediumship. Actually, I took one class, but it was a mediumship group weekly that I would like become friends with these people and we'd practice. And I said, that makes me happy. And she goes, go do that. And I literally needed someone to just be like, hey, snap out of it. If that's what makes you happy, then go do that. And so I did. And I mean, I did ultimately get a part-time job so I could go get my apartment and, all the stuff post-divorce. So I had a part-time job, but it was a flexible job that gave me enough to be able to really do the house parties and practice on people. And we always joke, my friends, because I'm like, when I first started, I was making next to nothing, and I was like, okay, I'll give you a reading for an Italian sub. Like it wasn't even money. It was like an Italian sub. Like I just need get the girl a sandwich and I'm fine, but before that, I want to just say, like, the reason why I've always been into the holistic field is because even at a young age, I remember having conversations with people, and as I'm having these conversations with people, I would have like these visions of people behind them, standing behind them, or I could hear things. And I just didn't put anything together. I just thought this was normal and everybody else did this. But then when I started to really kind of understand myself a little bit more, and I started to go, like I said, I mentioned the whole Reiki stuff. I started to do that. And I started to really allow myself to be in a community of a collective of people that really understood stuff. So when I started taking, like, I took a class in mediumship. Once I took that class in mediumship, my whole life ended up making sense. I was able to put the puzzle pieces together, and I'm like, wait, nobody else sees people in their mind's eye? Nobody else can hear these things or just have that understanding? Because my friends, growing up, my friends would be like, oh, I don't know if this guy is into me. And I'm like, well, he has a lot going on. Like, he came from an abusive household and blah, 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 blah. And they're like, how do you know this? And I'm like, well, can't you just tell? And they're like, no. No. So my intuition was already picking up, but then it was like connecting the medium stuff, which was, like I said, all these like thoughts and ideas in my head prior, which I didn't connect. And so the one moment of this aha moment that I had in the class that I took, the instructor at the time said, okay, I want the two, you and you, me and this girl who I didn't know, I want you to give her a reading. And I look and I'm like, oh, I don't know what to do. And I said, okay, the name Lewis, 77, red truck, white V-neck t-shirt, and a gold chain. And she starts crying. She goes, oh my gosh, that's my uncle. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what do we do? And she's like, I don't know, what's he saying? And I'm like, I don't know, and so I didn't realize, for me anyways, when I connect to your loved ones in spirit, it's an interview process. So I had to really allow myself to open up and not just sit there and wait and listen. Sometimes they're not talking. Sometimes I have to say, okay, I'm connecting with Jen, so you got to let me know what's a piece of validation that Jen would know, and so I will ask. And I always tell people one thing about being a medium and understanding the information that's given is understanding that the information has nothing to do with you. So you have to allow yourself to take your ego out in order for you to be able to deliver the message. And also keep in mind, when you're reading people, this is someone going through a grieving process. So be mindful of the information that you give. And also, I would suggest having a little bit of bedside manner, because depending on how clairvoyant you are, I would say, how strongly you're getting certain information, they may show you how they passed. You have to remember it's a family member, friend, someone that loved the person that you are connecting with. So even though you may see something that is somewhat horrific doesn't necessarily mean you have to go ahead and
Say
describe every little detail, you know? So it's always good to have, in my opinion, bedside manner.
it. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so this is just kind of, it just started to just go. And then word got out. This
Yep.
is really before social media, and word got out. And in my town that I grew up in, everybody started to contact me about reading. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, but hey, I'm eating. So, because they're giving me subs and donuts. But
Been like 40 pounds, but thank
yeah,
you.
exactly. I'm like, at least I'm eating.
That's
But
right.
then I had to like take it up a notch and say, this is really what I need to do. So I ended up leaving the part-time job that I got and started doing this full time. And I started doing how, well, at the time I was already doing house parties, but then I started to do my first gallery reading, which is, if you guys watch me on social media, that's what a gallery reading is. It's a group of people, and I go around. And I remember my first gallery reading, I had a friend of mine at the time. She was going to do it with me. And I'm like, okay, good. As long as you're here, I feel good.
Yes.
And she said, literally like 2 minutes before we were supposed to walk in, she goes, I can't do this. And there was a line out the door to do this gallery reading. So she didn't do it. And I'm like, all right, like it's the Aries in me. I was like, let's go. And I went in, and like, I was so scared because, you don't want to be wrong, but that's where you have to learn to take your ego out, because sometimes the information that I give, it may not make sense right away. I always say it's good to digest it. You may want to wait 24, 48 hours. But anyways, ultimately I did that gallery reading, and then I started doing more readings, and I can go on and on. I opened up a shop. I know, I'm like, I opened up a shop for a few years, and then
Oh,
I had to,
wow. Okay.
yeah, I had a shop for 3 years, and I had other practitioners there doing different holistic type stuff. And then during COVID, I still kept it, even though I couldn't see anybody. And then it was really kind of crazy. 10 days before my lease was up, a car drove through it. Yeah, like, so I
On.
rebuilt it. I was like, I can't wait to open it up. And then a car drove through it, destroyed it. And I said,
Wow,
okay.
that's a sign.
So it's a sign. And I'm like, this is just another way. Like, life is all about allowing yourself to adapt, adjust and adapt. And we're always bobbing and weaving, and just trying to figure things out. And so that was a big adjustment. And I, of course, I had my moment of a breakdown of like, everything's destroyed, and I haven't been able to work much because I wasn't doing many phone readings as much. Like, all I do is phone readings now. But I wasn't doing as many because it was still the in-person stuff prior to COVID. So I didn't know what to do. But then I just said, you know what? Again, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to do something. And so I started to just build my business even more, doing phone readings. And then shortly after, I had my nephews, they graduated college, and they're like, we need to put you on TikTok. And I said, okay, fine, I'll do it. I was already on it, but I didn't really, I had a couple people follow me, and so they started to go to my gallery events and film my gallery readings, and then we would condense the readings into like a minute long, so you're getting, when people watch my videos, it's important to understand, because I'll get all different kinds of comments.
Oh,
I
I
get,
know.
yeah, as you know, I'll get comments that are like, oh, this is amazing. And then some are like, why don't you post the bad things? And I'm like, why are you so negative? But that's their issue. Anyways, so I said, I'm like, well, everybody needs to remember, most of my videos are like a minute to a minute and a half long. But when you're at one of my events, I'm spending more time with you if I'm giving you a reading. So, we do edit to make, just so it's easier to follow on the video, where it's like boom, 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 so, and that's just like with any reading. So yeah, I put it out on TikTok, and then more recently I was like, I don't want to put it on Instagram yet. And then this past fall, I know, it's so stupid. It was my ego. My ego got in the way. I'm like, I don't care, I'll put it on TikTok. But so all of my videos are on TikTok. And then more so recently, this past fall, I was like, you know what? Okay, I'll start putting it on Instagram too. And then it blew up on Instagram. And
I was gonna say, I think you have like 130,000 followers. You're pretty up there.
I'm almost, yeah,
Yeah.
13 as of, I
Okay,
think,
you're close to that. Maybe that's what I'm saying. It's your
2016.
future number that's coming.
My future number. Yes, I
Yeah.
will take it. I will
Yeah.
take it. But you know, it's
That's amazing.
important. Yeah, I was gonna say it's important to know to like really have that balance. Like I'm always spirit tiff a lot. I'm spirit tiff a lot to so many people, but there's moments where I'm really working on my balance where I'm like, okay, I'm just tiff too, you know, the human side of me. And you know, I wanna go eat a burnt hot dog and have ice cream and not worry about talking to anybody in spirit. And yeah, so it's that's why I say I'm like, well, I'm human too. You know, I do the same stuff that you guys do, and spirit doesn't always talk to me every day. I have really good boundaries, but it's just like people in the physical world as well, like, because that's a question I get, and I'm sure you get it too, where people will say, well, do you hear spirit all the time? And I'm like, I could, but I don't want to, you know, just like in the middle of New York City, or for you in Toronto, you know, you're going to see a bunch of people, but it doesn't mean you have to talk to everybody, you know? So it's really good. It's a good service for yourself to protect your own energy by setting healthy boundaries.
I have to say, you are quite psychic too. I know you don't maybe do the psychic stuff on purpose or whatever, but you are quite psychic. You literally covered everything I've written down on my piece of paper, just so you know. I'm like, okay, so let's see.
I know.
Okay,
I
so.
sometimes I just go. Sometimes
No. It's funny because I've heard people say this before. You just answered all my questions, and I don't know how they feel. It's like you just literally covered pretty much everything on here. So we're gonna have to make this shit up as we go on.
I believe me, but that's why I'm like, I'm an open book, and I love, you
No, I
know,
love this story. I have to tell you, it's very familiar. People who know me, this literally is my story. Only difference is I was a kindergarten teacher.
Oh, wow.
So everything you've talked about happened to me. The breakdown, but you went to a therapist. I said I went to a tarot reader and
Yeah.
said you're not
Oh,
having
believe me, I had plenty of those, and I still.
you're not depressed, you're waking up, and this is what you need to do. And then the Reiki master sign out front, and I became a Reiki master teacher. So we have very, so that'd be why I'm drawn to you
It's the
too. So
gateway, Jen. It's the
it's
gateway.
right. And then that's how the dead people started coming through, was me doing Reiki on people. I would sit there. I remember the first time ever. I don't know if you have like a first story, but I remember doing Reiki on a medium because she had an office across the hall from me. And I put my hand on her and I heard, "My name is Steven. Help, help." And I'm like, "Oh my God, what is that?" And she goes, "Oh, it's just my friend." And I was like, but that was like, you said the Reiki was the gateway. I literally had a Reiki business, and that's actually how all the mediumship grew. And I too took a course, like maybe one course. I
Yeah,
took
one class. That
one
was it,
class.
one class.
It was one class, same story, one class, like changed my life. I was like, oh my God, I need to do this. I went to a gallery reading, and that's how I was told I was going to do this full time and quit my job. Anyways, we have very similar stories.
Yes, I love it.
Very similar story. Like when you're like, well, I'm going to quit my job to talk to dead people on the full-time basis. Literally, that's what you're doing as well too, right? So
Yeah, because that was the thing. I'm like, I have this one life, so they say, and I'm like, what's when my therapist said to me, Tiff, what's the one thing that makes you happy? And I said, doing readings. And it was just such a no-brainer. And I had nothing keeping me, you know, like I literally was at the bottom of the barrel at that point in my life. And I'm like,
Yeah, I get
if
it.
it doesn't work out, then I'll figure something else out. But this is what truly brings happiness to me. And like I haven't looked back. I used to, you know, I started out and I used to have a show called Spirit Connections with Tiffany Rice before podcasting came out. So I did that for a few years, and that just kind of fizzled. And I do a lot with paranormal. I love the paranormal. So
Hey, I used to be a paranormal investigator.
yes, so I was a medium for the Conjuring House.
Oh
So
my God.
yeah, like I used to do gallery events. Yes, like I've been to so many, like Waverly Hills Sanitarium in Kentucky, Eastern State Cemetery.
Oh,
I used to
the
do a tour.
Conjuring House? You have to tell me about that. Like, how was that?
Yeah, so the Conjuring House, that, you know, it's a small little farmhouse. I'm good friends with Andrea Perrin. So the movie The Conjuring is based on the Perrin family. Andrea's the oldest sister. And so the family sold it years ago, years, years, years ago. But I was friendly with her. And at the time, there was a new owner coming in. And she's like, I want you to meet the new owner. So I met the new owner at the time. And she's like, I'd love for you to do gallery readings here. So monthly, I would go to the Conjuring House.
You did
And I would,
readings in the Conjuring House?
yes. And it'd be one of my small, like VIP groups. So it was like 12 people or whatever. And everybody would get a reading. And then they could walk around the house. And it was really, really
Was there
amazing.
any crossovers between like the negative spirits and their grandmas and grandpas?
I'll say not with me.
Okay.
A lot of people, including my friends that would go, they're like, Tiff, I'm so scared. I'm like, just grab some black tourmaline, you're fine. And I tell people too, I'm like, you're with me. Like, I don't entertain negativity. I don't, because that's a question that I'm sure you get too. Like, people are like, well, they're gonna be demons and blah, blah, blah. And I'm
Yeah,
like,
I get that all the
I
time.
don't, right. Just like there's serial killers out here, I don't associate myself with them. So I'm not gonna associate myself with dark or negative energy. That's just how I am personally. Everyone's different, but I don't associate myself with that. So before I do a reading, before I go into a very well-known haunted location, I will always set my intentions for my highest and greatest good. And I'm very solid on boundaries. And so I would do gallery readings there monthly. And I have some of my friends that are to this day still paranormal investigators that would go there. And now it's unfortunately there's some stuff that have happened, and they don't have their entertainment license at this moment. So yeah, so things have changed. So I'm now no longer associated with the Conjuring House, but there are so many other locations, because even before I was doing this full time, I went with my paranormal group to like all these different houses, and it's part of the territory, you know?
This is
And
insane. It's like parallel live here you're talking about, but
So, I just, there's so many different facets of it. And but then here's the other side of the story of being a medium, right? Because sometimes people are like, what's the paranormal part? Or what's, do you hear things all the time? And when people ask me and they're really kind of stuck on the paranormal stuff, I said, guys, I'm going to tell you a story. So there was, had to have been 10 years ago now, at least. My shop, before my shop, I had just like an office space, and there was a family that came from Maine to come see me. And it was a group of 10, and I brought through their son, who passed when he was 13, of a brain aneurysm. And so it was just a really healing, special moment. And later on afterwards, his mom contacted me, and she said, we're going to be meeting Nolan's organ recipients. I would really love it if you could be there with us, because I know if you're there with us, I know Nolan's here with us. And so I went and I met them, and I met his organ recipients, and it was such a profound moment. And so that's why I do the things that I do, to have that comfort, to have that healing. And
Beautiful.
it's a bigger picture. There's a bigger picture out there, guys. Not just like, oh, it's cool, and Aunt Betty says hi, or which is great too. But there's always a bigger picture, and I just wish more people were a little bit more open to understanding how healing it very well can be. One thing that I'll always say too, and I'm sure you tell people this too, is if you're going to pick a reader, whether it's a medium or tarot reading, oracle card, intuitive, do your research on the reader. Do they have the website? Do they have testimonials? Do they have, does someone did they get a reading from them? Like, do your research, because not every reader, just like in regular human life, nobody is built the same. So not every reading is built the same. Or even if you have a reading with someone and you go back to that person, you have the reading and it might be a little bit different, understand that's okay too. We work on the flow of energy.
Yeah, I love that. So, again, mentioning your videos that they're just beautiful, right? So, how did the names always come to you? Like, were they always natural to get, like, this name is guy's name is Scott, or this name is her name?
Sometimes, but then there's some readings I might not get a name. There's some readings I might get like 20 names. And then, or like, I always tell the story. This actually happened a couple months ago. I was doing a phone reading for someone, and her dad was coming through, and she's like, I just want to focus in on my dad. I said, okay, no problem. And so I said, well, I'm getting the name Robert. And she goes, nope. Because everyone's always quick with the no, right?
Oh,
She's
they
like,
love those no's.
yeah, no. Oh, no, it doesn't even make sense.
I
No.
know.
And I said, okay. And I'm like, well, if it's not Robert, it could be Bob. Sometimes I just get the formal name. So she's like, no. And I'm like, all right. And all I could do, I kept on hearing the name. So I'm like, I know it's making sense here. So I'm like, okay, so maybe it's Rob. And I said, I go, maybe it's Robbie or Bobby. And she's like, no. I'm like, dad's best friend or brother? Nope. And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to ask anymore, but it's just so strong. So make sure you write the name down. She goes, okay. So she did. And that was the only name I got in the entire reading, right? And so, like, the only name, and that name didn't make sense. The next day, she emails me and she says, oh my gosh, you're not going to believe it. I go, what? She goes, my dad's name was Robert, but I
What?
was thinking, yes, I was just thinking of calling him dad, and that's it. So,
Come on.
yes, and this is the stuff that happens. I'm like, it's that psychic amnesia where they're like, yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. But I,
Oh, wow.
where people are like, well, maybe it's this or maybe it's that. I'm like, all
Yeah.
right.
Right.
All
Like, as
right.
you're talking, I actually feel your pain. Like, I actually know
Yeah.
what it's like when they're
Oh,
like, nope. Nope.
they
And
love no.
then they get the tude going, right? A little, but like
Yeah.
nope. And
Yeah.
then,
Oh, yeah.
yeah, I teach my students, I'm like, no's are good. And they're like, what do you mean no's are good? Because when someone says no, it just gets stronger.
Yeah.
He'll just keep yelling Robert until they're like, no, like I'm
That's
seriously telling you
exactly what
something.
happened. I'm so happy that you can relate to
Keep
this.
saying no, it's fine. But now I see a tennis court. Now I see a golf course. And you'll just keep getting
Yeah.
more when someone says no to you. So
Yeah.
yeah, I know exactly who this is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So if you're a student and you're listening to this and just know you're developing your mediumship or you're practicing or wherever you at, just know that no's are good. No's are
Yes.
good. They're frustrating as hell, but no's are good.
And you can't take anything personal.
Yeah, that's a good. You can't take it personally. That's hard to do because we keep talking about your ego, right? I know so
Yeah.
that with my students are like, but I can't get out of my head and I'm trying to analyze everything and they're just getting in the wrong way kind of thing. So it's a process. It's not like you can just wake up one day and you can talk to dead people professionally and be like, oh, I got everybody's name. There is some practice that needs to happen usually. Yeah, because one of my questions was like, are you organic? Are you trained? So you're like me, where you learn how to do this.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yes, I had the class, that one class, and I'm like, okay, now I get it. But then it's like something you really, it's self-taught in the way. That's why I will tell your people too, like
Yeah.
it's all about the interview process. You know, like excuse me, we can sit here and have this like, okay, let's see, what are they saying? And they may start off with saying something, but it helps you if you're like, okay, can you give me what's a birth date or what's a month that's significant, you know? And we can start off small, you know. It doesn't have to be
Is
such
that
detail.
what you're doing on your demonstrations? So like you're talking to someone in the you want to talk me through your process when you find a recipient first in the audience, or are you just go, I have a guy named Johnny here.
No, I don't say that. So I go, like I start and I give my spiel of who I am, and then
Did you just say
but
your spiel?
yeah.
That's what I do. I have a spiel. I'll tell myself, you gotta take your spiel.
Yeah, because I'm like, oh, I'm spirit tiff, you know.
Yeah.
But I say it, I'm like, before I start in my head, I'm like, okay, who's first? And then
Okay.
whatever pull I get first is
Yeah.
where I start.
Okay.
And then
Pull to
sometimes,
it. You're pulled to your recipient.
yeah, I'm never like, I'm getting someone named blah blah blah. So I get pulled to the recipient first
Okay.
and then I start. And like you'll see all of my readings, I always start out with, because for me, and everybody's different, but for me, I always f figure out if they're male, female,
Yes.
right?
That's
So like,
important. Yeah.
and for everyone, it's a little different because for me, like if I feel it on my right side, it's female. If I feel it on my left side, it's male. But again,
Interesting.
everybody's different.
Yeah,
Everybody has a sign
yeah,
board.
it is. Yeah.
So for me, that's just something that is a standard. I'll start off and I'll say, okay, I'm getting a strong female. I'm getting a strong male, whichever.
Right.
And then from there, I'll just go boom, boom, boom. But you guys also have to remember it, the information that we get is usually the information that we need to hear, not necessarily the information that we want to hear.
Right.
You know? And there's a lot of intuitive, I feel like with the mediumship, there's a lot of like intuitive stuff involved in that too.
Yeah.
You
Yeah.
know?
When I was watching your things, you could
Clarity of the
tell.
deck.
Yeah. I
Yeah.
could, as a trained professional teacher or whatever, I can be like, oh, she's going that. And then she's going, I'm like, oh, that's so good. Like, you kind of mix the two. Like I said, there's a lot of mediums on there, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever, and like, I would say you're like top notch up there. And I want to, like I said, I have a feeling that have you been approached for TV besides the paranormal stuff?
Yeah, I'm filming in August. They have me for 3 seasons for my own show.
Yeah. I was like, she's going to have a
Yay.
TV show. That's why I said, I'm so psychic. I'm like, she's gonna have her own TV show. I need to get her before she gets on TV.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So how did that, are you allowed to talk about it? Is it like top secret? Are you allowed to talk?
I can't really say too much about it yet. But what I will say is, with my experience over the years, I've been approached multiple times by different producers, and they've always wanted me to do a paranormal, like they always wanted me to lead with paranormal, and I've always said no. I'm like, I can do like an episode of paranormal, I love it, but I want it to be about me. And it's not, to be clear, I don't want it to sound like I'm like, oh, it has to be about me,
No,
everyone.
I get it. Well, it has to be like a personal aspect to it.
Yeah, like I'm not the Long Island medium. I'm not, part of a ghost hunting team or, like, so I really kind of want to have that creative control and have it be put out there. And that's why I shared that story with the young boy Nolan, who lost his life to a brain aneurysm, and his mom had me meet his organ recipients, because it's like such a bigger picture. So I was really authentic and pretty stubborn. I didn't want to budge. So I throughout the years, I had a lot of different people. Like, there was one producer that said to me, like, okay, so, what's a crazy story about a house? Like, did somebody ever talk to you about a house? And I'm like, yeah, well, yeah, I remember one reading I did, which is crazy because I don't really remember the readings anyways. But there was one reading where a father came through in spirit, and he's like, oh, the back deck, I know you want to do it rectangle, but you had to do square, right? So I just shared that story with this person, and it's like,
You talk like that too?
yeah, I'm like, here we go. When I start with that voice, you're
Yeah,
like,
it's not good.
yeah, like, like when you went in the house, you said it. I'm like, no, I don't need to go in the house. I don't need anything. Like, I saw it in my mind. I saw it. He's like, yeah, but can you say like when you walked in the house? And I'm like, no, I can't say, because I never went into the house. This is not how it works. So there's a lot of people that just don't understand. They just don't understand how it works, which is okay. They're not, I mean, they're whatever. That's not their job, right? Like, I don't understand accounting. I'm not going to judge people,
That's great.
Yeah, I don't
But you
understand
don't
that.
not believe in accounting.
Exactly. Like, my taxes believe in
You're
accounting.
skeptical about accounting.
My wallet that is like drowned out with accounting.
Right?
My empty wallet. But anyways, so ultimately, years go by, and people want me for the stuff that just didn't feel right to me. And I have a very good friend of mine who I'd given a reading to a few years back, and she's like, you need your own show. And I'm like, you let me know when you're ready. So this past September, she's like, I'm ready. And I'm like, let's do it. And so it's gonna be more so, it's exactly what I want.
Nice.
It's where I can have a little bit more creative control. We're gonna have fun with it. We're gonna do a little bit of just regular tiff stuff in my, fun life, because there's a lot of like fun things going on in my personal life that I think a lot of us can relate to too.
For sure.
Whether you're a medium or not, it doesn't matter.
That's
So
great.
we're gonna go, yeah, start filming, and I can't wait. And so once I get more information, I'm gonna post about it and do all that stuff.
I
But
was gonna say, I don't remember seeing that on your stories.
oh, because I can't post about it.
Because you have to be
That's fun.
psychic.
Yeah, I
You got to
can't.
be psychic and to, so as soon as I'm like, I know there's a TV show coming. Like I could
Yeah,
tell.
you're right. You're right. Yeah. So we just have to wait. And then obviously, when I get the word to say it and stuff like
Okay, well,
that.
here I'm gonna tell you something. You want, can I give you a little bit more information that is coming in?
Yeah. And if you have anything about my love life, girl, feel free to.
Yeah, I was
I'm gonna sit back and listen to that right now.
I'm
Lord
like, it's
help
so
me.
funny. I just had this thought. Like, it's so funny how I was like mostly the medium. Like, I do medium, I do both. But for some reason on Instagram now, it's all about the psychic, where that's not even my thing, right? When you're talking about what you love, I love the mediumship. Right. I love it. I can do what you do, you know, maybe not get the names clearly, but like I know what how you feel when you're doing it,
Yeah.
right? But anyways, in the psychic realm, it's very, very strong for some reason. And there's an image of you in my head of you being in a Cadillac, like
Okay.
an SUV, a white, you know, the Escalades.
Yep.
And there's a flip of like, you know, Tyler Henry where he's driven around because he can't drive. I'm assuming you can drive, but they're showing me you in some kind of fancy vehicle being driven around with the camera inside the car.
Well, that has happened, just to validate you.
Okay, it has happened recently.
That
When did that happen?
a few months ago we did that. Yeah.
Okay, what's going to happen again? Because it's so if I so sometimes things repeat. So I'll see a vision, but it's over here, so that means it's psychic in the future.
Okay.
But
Oh,
it's going to
okay.
repeat. Now there is something that might not you might not sort of believe, but there is an really energy with you in New Orleans.
I love New Orleans.
Okay, like a big New Orleans pull, and almost like you may fly somewhere. I don't know if it's for the TV show, but maybe an episode or something, YouTube something, where you're in New Orleans and not necessarily the paranormal stuff, but you're doing something from New Orleans, and that's the case. Like a New Orleans vortex is like trying to suck you in to bring you there. New Orleans, like Nola, come on, Tiffany, we want you to come here. So there's something of those, those big trees they have in Georgia or then the.
Gorgeous.
Those are the trees. You're under a tree with like a park bench, and you're, I don't know if you're doing a reading for someone or you're talking to someone, but there's a, yeah, that's headed. Mostly your career is the focus because,
It's all the time. It's my focus.
yeah,
This is
energetically, I can read
the
people who are, where they're focused on. So
Both
that's what I'll get is like everything is career. Like it's
and
big.
all the time. Like whenever my friends pull cards for me, they're like, "Great career," and I'm like, "Thanks."
I already know
Any,
that.
I'm like, any guy in my
Any
life,
guys coming in?
if you can pick up any guys on coming in my life, let a girl like help a girl out, please.
Yeah.
I'm like.
I don't see an immediate person.
Shocking.
There is someone. There is someone, and there's something about a baseball hat. So a good
Okay.
looking man in a baseball hat, but it does, I don't see the face or anything, but there is, but it's like a little bit further away.
Are you getting
I
any
would
local?
say it wouldn't be on a dating site.
Okay.
Not a dating site.
Any location that you feel
I
it could be.
don't think it's very close to where you are.
Okay,
Maybe a
keep going, girl. Keep going, girl, because
different
I
city,
you're
different
onto
state.
something. I know what
Yeah.
you're
He's
I
not, and it's weird because he's familiar to me. It's weird. He's familiar. And I was like, I already know you. Right. So there's definitely not a dating site. It's almost like someone that you know. I don't want to say recycling, but there's some energy of familiarity to this person. And he's pretty good looking. He's got a baseball hat on. Like an athlete. I feel like it's gonna sound weird. I think he's your type, you know? He's like Tiffany's type, that what they're saying. He's got a t-shirt on, it says Tiff's type.
Oh, I love. Hey. Are you getting like any type of characteristics of like maybe what he does for work or
Now, because it's weird because I can't see his face. It's just like a, usually I would be able to see someone's face.
Yeah.
It's like a knowing. I know they're good looking. I know they have a hat. I know how they're built. I have a feeling he's not sort of in your area. And I do feel like you'll meet him, but maybe because I can't see the face, maybe it's for a little bit too. You know what I mean? But I feel
Okay.
like it's very familiar to you. It's like, I feel like I've known you my whole life. Or you actually know him already. That's the feeling.
Yeah.
So,
And
yeah.
then are you getting like any, I know it may not be his name, but any names associated or?
I feel like he has a normal name, like a normal dude's name.
Okay.
Not like some weird, funky name, like Kyler or Keegan, something like that. It's like
Right. Right.
a normal kind of name.
Is he athletic or?
Yeah, he's got, yeah. But I don't, it's not, it's like a mystery. It's like a puzzle that hasn't been plunked down yet, but you
Well,
don't
I'm gonna
have to.
validate like there I may or may not know this person. So I'm validating you that like
Okay.
it
Yeah,
could be
yeah.
someone.
The baseball hat would be the most significant thing, but I don't know why I can't see his face. Which is fine. I just know he's good looking. But I would say maybe things will start to stir up in like the next, I want to say 6 months, but then that also has a weird energy to it. But yeah, you don't have to worry about anything.
Okay.
You may okay, you may gain like he may have a dog too, like a dog dad. So you may be like the Brady Bunch with dogs or something like that as well too.
Okay. And is he connected to any state? Like if you were to ask, like what
Yeah,
state?
usually I'll get a state right away. I'm not being told that. But yeah, it's a states for sure. It's not like he lives in Europe or Canada or anything like
Yeah,
that.
yeah.
Yeah, but you're good. You're good. You don't have to worry about
Okay.
anything. But I'm super excited about your TV show. That's one of
Yes,
my
I know.
passions.
Sorry. I'm like, oh wait, oh, we're on a podcast. Meanwhile, I'm like, tell me.
No, you're good. No,
Meanwhile.
this is good. This is to showcase the both sides of the gifts, the mediumship and the psychic, right? Yeah. I love it. And
Absolutely.
it's
Thank
interesting
you.
how like again, the mediumship, I love it. And when you talk about like the value of it and how people can heal from it, every time I do psychic, I know I help people, but I'm like, there's no There's no love to it. It's just like neutral. It's like, well, here's your new car. Here's your, you know? But with the mediumship, there's so much love in it, right? There's so much love in it. And it's, I kind of miss that gap. But I do readings pretty much every day, but they're kind of both.
Same.
But yeah, I know you're super busy too. Is there any way, like, if anybody wanted to, before she gets super famous, is there any way someone could book a reading with you? Because sometimes you post randomly.
I always say the best way, instead of sliding in my DMs, the best way to reach me is going right to tiffanyrice.com, which is my name. So tiffanyrice.com, and then what will happen, they'll ask you to send an email, and then my assistant Sarah will get back to you, schedule you, and
Okay, I used to have an assistant named Sarah.
stop it. See, it's been, we're meant to be friends,
That's
girl.
crazy. Like, it's so parallel. It's not even funny. I did not
Right?
expect that, which I'm glad I don't like research people before. I'm just like, I was like, Spirit's like, reach out to her. And I'm like, all right, because this girl needs to be, I need to talk to her. Not knowing like the underlying stories and everything like that. But I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that you took the time out of your busy schedule to hang out with me for a little bit here today.
Thank
It's
you.
great having you on. You have a great energy, as you know. I'm sure you hear that all the time.
Thanks. I'm so glad I got to meet you too, and I'm glad that you reached out to me.
Go on TikTok and Instagram and watch her readings. They're amazing. Like, out of all those, there's so many people, so many psychics and mediums on social media that it's kind of hard to like know if they're legit or not. You get this weird feeling from someone, but yeah, Tiffany's a real deal. And yeah, so thank you so much for being on the podcast. I'm so
Sorry, my
awesome
ear
to talk.
just got itchy. Sorry, I'm like,
Thank you so much, Tiffany.
you're
And
so welcome. Thank you, Jen.
And I'm excited to see what you do next. We'll be watching your show.
All right, thank you. Thanks,
Okay.
guys. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening, everybody.